You're listening to another top-rated radio show on the USA Talk Radio Network.
Welcome to the American Hour with your host, Commander Tom Garcia, on the USA Talk Radio Network.
Good evening, everybody. This is Commander Tom Garcia. Thanks for joining us tonight. And if you're not listening to us live, then you've downloaded our show. We get a lot of downloads, and we want to thank everybody out there for downloading the show and listening to us. I know that I do that with some of my favorite radio hosts. It's great when you can go for free and download their shows. Not only can you download the show right off of Blog Talk Radio, but you can go to usaradionetwork.com, and that will take you to the downloads. You can also go to iTunes and look for the American Hour. Do a search for the American Hour and find all of our archived radio shows. So that's a great way to listen to them when you have a chance. Quite honestly, that's about the only way I get to listen to a lot of my favorite radio shows. So thank you very much. Appreciate it. We've got a great show tonight. And you know what? I am so sick and tired of the liberal media. I am just disgusted by the liberal media. Their lies, their lies, their lies. We're going to hammer the liberal media tonight, as well as people that deserve it. That's our theme tonight. If you're a loser, we're calling you out, and we got some losers out there. So here's a rundown of the show. This is what I'm going to start doing from now on. Give you a rundown of the show. If you don't like what we're going to talk about, then you don't have to keep listening. If you like the subjects, then you can keep listening. So this is a little bit more military style. I probably should have done this a while ago. We've had fun with different aspects of the show. Here we go. We're going to talk about the GOP race right now and what's going on. Then we're going to talk about Romney and his wealth. Oh, my gosh, he's wealthy. Oh, that bastard. All right, CNN and its plan for the debate tonight. The liberal mindset. I've got some hilarious audio. Oh, and then the comments on the audio. That's even better, quite honestly. Keystone Pipeline, update on that. Gingrich came out with a great statement about Reagan and what he did with the crappy economy he was handed, much worse than this lousy president who doesn't even know what to do and claims, oh, it's not my fault, it's not my fault. Okay. Then a little segment on Obama the loser. Next, the left admits it failed. It failed. And what do they want to do to correct it? They want to do the same thing that caused them to fail. Okay, so that's what the show's going to be about tonight. So let's get right into it. First of all, Rick Santorum is the winner of Iowa. Now, I find it really funny that the media, when Mitt Romney won by eight votes total, he's the winner. Santorum was close, but Mitt Romney's the winner. Now that Rick Santorum has won by 34 votes, it's a virtual tie. It's a virtual tie. Why wasn't it a virtual tie when it was 8 votes separating them? Now that it's 34 votes, but the other way, with the social conservative, because we all know that Mitt Romney, I got to tell you this, I know for a fact, if you're a Mormon and a good Mormon, you are about as socially conservative as you get. But he's not wearing it on his sleeve like Rick Santorum. And I like that Rick Santorum is wearing on a sleeve. I actually like that. I've said for years, you know, we got bigger issues than some of these social issues, but I'm ready to stick it to the lips. I just want to shove it right up their varicose veins and let them know, guess what? We got a social conservative in the White House. Not a George Bush social conservative. No, a real, true social conservative that's sticking it to you. We are sick and tired of your liberal, progressive, hate Christianity, embrace any religion that hates the West and hates Christianity. That would be Islam. We'll embrace anything that hates Christianity. Oh, we don't care what it is. As long as Satan worshiping, as long as it hates Christianity and America, we'll embrace it. That's what they do. So that's why it's time to stick it to the liberal left. And that's really what America is about. It is about social conservatism. This country was founded on that. So Rick Santorum is the winner in Iowa. The winner. Not virtual tie, the winner. All right. And it turns out in New Hampshire, he didn't come in fourth. He came in third. Gingrich came in fourth. So everything's looking up for the Santorum campaign. Go Rick Santorum. I will continue to work for this campaign. And as many of you already know, I am the Florida Central Region Manager for the Rick Santorum campaign. And I proudly say that. There is no conflict of interest. Oh, but Tom, you're in the media. You know what? Look at the libtard media. They go out of their way to destroy any Republican candidate. And they will embrace the one Republican candidate that is the absolute liberal of the Republican Party. So I don't have a problem with it. And I've said many, many times in the past, you've got to get behind the candidate of your choice early. Don't sit on the sidelines and see what pans out, because then you're letting the establishment and the media choose our candidate. Get involved early on. Pick your man or woman and get involved. So that covers the Santorum campaign. Now let's talk about Mitt Romney with his Cayman Islands money. First of all, he paid the taxes, all the taxes that he should. He didn't get away with anything. He didn't sneak money out of the country. He didn't hide money. But it's offshore. Good for you, Mitt Romney, because if Barack Obama gets reelected in this next campaign, I'm going to start shipping my money offshore. And I may move myself offshore. Yeah, exactly. It's all about protecting yourself and your family. That's what it's about. It's not about getting away with anything. He hasn't slighted the tax system. He hasn't stolen from the American people or anybody else. He just put his money somewhere where it's safer than it would be under a coming Marxist socialist government if this current president gets reelected. So good for him. Now, to the other issue, he's a rich guy. How can he be in touch with, you know, the little guy? Well, first of all, he didn't inherit his money. He earned it. He earned it. I've earned my money. Everybody's earned their money. Everybody goes out and earns money. And some of us get a little luckier than others. Some of us maybe are a little smarter. Some of us are too smart for our own britches. But the bottom line is, he earned his money. He has paid taxes on all that money that he's earned, and now he's retired. He doesn't earn income. He doesn't work for anybody anymore. The income he gets are all on investments. I have investments. My retired parents have investments. They're not rich. They're not wealthy. But their investments under the U.S. law only pays 15% tax. That's the way it works. Now, okay, if people out there want to say that we need to raise the corporate income tax, not corporate income tax, but the dividend interest and investment tax, okay, then raise it. There's going to be less money to invest. And where are people investing their money? Corporations. They're investing their money in pension funds. They're investing their money in small businesses, startup businesses, venture capital. What's wrong with that? That's creating jobs. That's sustaining a rate of income for retirees. How is that bad? Boy, the bad, evil investments. Oh, my gosh. But middle-class Americans have investments, and middle-class Americans are retired and drawing on pensions that rich people invest in. But no, it's bad, it's evil. Oh, we got to get rid of all that. All right, so that's that. All right, let's take a look at the CNN scumbags that, well, let's see. I had it right here. Here's what CNN is attempting to do in this debate tonight. This is straight from the CNN, email that somebody got a hold of. Let's see, it says CNN executives had let it slip that they're going to let them go at it in this debate. And the title of the article on American Thinker is, "Are the GOP debaters foolish enough to take CNN's bait?" Yeah, CNN is bait itself, but here's the deal. We're going to do our damnedest to get the candidates to go at each other and totally ignore Barack Obama. We're going to ask those cute little questions like, Governor Romney, with Speaker Gingrich standing right here, will you say to his face that he's the biggest son of a... That's what the article says. That's what they're going to do. They're trying to get them to go at each other. That's the bait. We're going to bait you guys. We're going to get you guys to try and go after each other. We don't have to ask the tough questions, which is Gingrich had an unprecedented standing ovation from most of the crowd. And this article says most crowd. It was the entire crowd. I am not a Gingrich supporter. I would have stood up and cheered him and clapped on Monday night when he now said to Juan Williams, his response to Ron Williams, let's see, what was his actual quote? Well, they don't actually listen here. But, you know, he asked him, what are you saying about jobs for poor people and children in poor neighborhoods? Yeah, they need to get jobs and they need to learn how to. What we want to do is not put them on life support, not prop them up with welfare and food stamps, but teach them how to get a better job and then get a better job and then own the business. What is wrong with that? There's absolutely not anything wrong with that. And that yet Juan Williams thinks, oh, it's amazing. You know, it tells you a little something about the kind of people that are out there. Yeah, it tells you something about the people out there. They're opposed to welfare, but they're absolutely in support of teaching people and getting people to succeed. Juan Williams is all supportive of let people wallow in their cesspool of sorrow, and we'll just keep shoveling them the money because that's the right thing to do. All right. Now, we've got some audio. Let's listen to this audio. It's the mind of a libtard. And where I found this was on CNS News by Craig Bannister. It's watch this and you'll never have to talk to a liberal again. And the reason he said this is because it's everything every libtard you've ever heard say. Invest 2 minutes in watching this fun video. And, of course, I can't show you the video. This is radio, but you can listen to it, and that's all you need. You'll never again have to waste precious time talking to a liberal because they're going to say the same thing. Every liberal believes that everything they feel, every scrap of logic, it's all encapsulated in this parody. It's a video parody, and you can find it on YouTube by searching for MRC TV's Dan Joseph. MRC TV's Dan Joseph. Then, once we listen to it, I'm going to read you some of the comments that people had to say about this, because it's really quite funny. So let me find the audio here, and we will play that. You're going to like it. It's what I call the mind of the liberal, and here we go. Oh, it didn't work. Well, so much for that. I uploaded the audio, and then it didn't play. Yeah, so we'll have to do that on another night. But it's funny. Essentially, it's all the libtard excuses for everything that you've ever seen or heard. Oh, if you don't believe in global warming, then you need to be shot. And then the next thing is like, oh, we're totally against violence. And you know, but anyway, here are some of the comments. I lasted 35 seconds. I see enough of this in real life. Next comment. Spend a day at the corporation I work for, and you will hear all of that before noon. Let's see, the video can't possibly be unscripted. It looks for a moment this liberal nutjob had some clarity. Well, he's not a liberal, it's a parody. I loved it, so true. Can't argue with that sort of logic. Actually, you can really argue with liberals on any of these topics because you would be considered racist. And that's kind of what the tone of it is. So I apologize, we will... just uploaded it like 30 minutes ago, and it uploaded properly, but all of a sudden, not so good. Yeah, because I'm looking at the audio of this thing. It's 1 second. It was literally probably a minute or two. So how it suddenly is just 1 second, it did not upload properly. So thanks to this nice radio system. All right, moving on to the next thing. Keystone Pipeline. Obama nixed his job creating pipeline 11 months after launching plan with Canada to boost growth on both sides. Well, let's see what transpired approximately a year ago. The decision came despite a joint announcement last year by Obama and Canadian Prime Minister Stephen Harper of a plan aimed at increasing security along the U.S.-Canada border, in part to ensure continued economic cooperation and prosperity. A Department of Homeland Security fact sheet on the plan issued last month explained the national security and economic benefits of the agreement. As each other's largest trading partners, we also recognize the importance of expedited and secure cross-border travel and trade to creating jobs and supporting economic competitiveness. In its announcement of the plan, the White House highlighted among its principles job creation and economic growth. We intend to work together in cooperation and partnership to develop, implement, manage, and monitor security initiatives, standards, and practices to fulfill our vision, the Joint Declaration states. Wow, it's all about creating jobs. Except the XL pipeline would reduce our dependence on Venezuelan and Iranian oil by 45%. Oh, no, can't do that. Oh, no, we want to keep buying oil from Iran. Got to keep buying oil from Iran because they're such a great trading partner. Would we want to buy oil from Canada? Oh, no, we don't want to buy oil from them. Oh, it's because the pipeline might spill some oil. There is never, ever, ever, and I will say it one more time, ever been a major pipeline oil spill. We've had tankers cause major oil spills, oil rigs out in the ocean, major oil spills, but never had a pipeline major oil spill. Ever, 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 ever. I'll say it one more time. Ever. Yet, we can't do that because, no, it's not in the economic security and national security of interests of our nation. Yet, just a few weeks ago, Leon Panetta, Secretary of Defense, said we can't go in and bomb Iran because that would cut off oil and that would really hurt our economy. So we're going to remain, according to this administration, we are going to remain dependent on Iranian oil, and even if they have a nuclear weapon that threatens the theater, if they try to block the Straits of Hormuz that threatens oil coming out of the Persian Gulf, no, we can't go in there and do anything about that because we need that oil. But the Canadian pipeline would solve those problems. But that's not in our national and economic security interest. No, no, not at all. This, even the Washington Post, the Washington Compost is questioning this decision. It's purely political. He tried punting it till after, when I say he, Obama, tried punting this decision until after the election, and once pushed and forced by Congress to make a decision within 60 days. Oh, no, 60 days is too much. Too soon. We can't do that in 60 days. They've been reviewing it for 3 years. Listen to our show last night. I'm not going to go into details now. 3 years, the State Department and the Department of Energy has been reviewing it, and they gave it the thumbs up. And now, no, can't do it. Really not in our best interest. Wow. What a lying you-know-what. All right. Next, Newt Gingrich came out and said that Reagan began turning around a terrible economy, and all, based on all the numbers, the economy that he was handed by Jimmy Carter was much worse than the economy that Barack Obama was handed from George Bush. Much worse. Now, the title of this article is within 3 hours. I can tell you within 2 years, the economy had completely turned around. Unemployment significantly higher than it is today. reduced down to like 4.5% in 2 years' time. Huge change in the economy in 2 years. This president has had now over three years, and it's not changed at all. You say, well, Tom, the unemployment's come down. Well, it's come down from its peak of 10%. But it went up and up and up and then hovered and hovered and hovered and stayed there for 2 years. And now it's eked down a little bit, and it's poised to go back up again. This is absolute incompetence. This is like Jimmy Carter taking over from Jimmy Carter. It could only get worse, and it did get worse. So let's see what Gingrich had to say. And remember, I'm a Santorum supporter, but when you speak the truth, you speak the truth. Gingrich said, unlike President Obama, Reagan understood that the trick was not to spend your whole first term blaming the past, but to create the future. I got to tell you, as a career military officer, I have never seen anybody in this high a leadership position blame and blame and blame. It's not my fault. It's not my fault. Deflect, deflect. In the military, you would be fired instantly for this kind of leadership. Fired instantly. Instantly. You do not act like this as a leader. In the military, you would drown immediately with this kind of leadership. This is the worst, most piss-poor leadership I've ever seen in my military and Eagle Scout career. It absolutely sucks. This is the worst leader I've ever seen in my life. Reagan's campaign slogan when he ran for re-election was, leadership that's working, and it was absolutely working. I think as the present moment, it's going to be relatively hard for President Obama to suggest this is working. I was told by somebody that they were shifting from yes, we can to why we couldn't as their slogan, Gingrich said at a town hall meeting in South Carolina. So Gingrich is absolutely right. One more quote from him. Let me be very clear, just so the White House can understand this. When the president adopts a stimulus package of hundreds of billions of dollars that nobody has read, and they admit it, and then discovers, to his great surprise 2 years later, as he put it himself, that the shovel-ready jobs, they weren't so shovel-ready. And the stimulus fails, but leaves us $800 billion deeper in debt. Just to back up what Newt just said, the shovel-ready jobs were not so shovel-ready. Let's listen to the president say that himself, because I've got the quote right here. Here we go.
Shovel-ready was not as shovel-ready as we expected. Shovel-ready was not as shovel-ready as we expected.
Wow. It's funny, isn't it? They all laugh. Ha, 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 ha. Well, you want to hear what he said about shovel-ready jobs, though, before he said that shovel-ready is not quite so shovel-ready? Here's his statement, 27 seconds, on how everything's shovel-ready and we're ready to go. This is the absolute incompetence of this administration.
I think we can get a lot of work done fast. When I met with the governors, all of them have projects that are shovel-ready. We've got shovel-ready projects all across the country. Shovel-ready projects, rebuilding our roads, our bridges. We are seeing shovels hit the ground. Shovels are breaking ground. There are almost 100 shovel-ready transportation projects already approved in Colorado, which are beginning to create jobs.
Wow. Everything's shovel-ready. Shovel-ready, shovel-ready, shovel-ready. We're just all ready to go. And yet, then we've got this quote.
Shovel-ready was not as shovel-ready as we expected. Shovel-ready was not as shovel-ready as we expected.
Wow, that's absolute incompetence. I don't know what else to say, but absolute incompetence. He stumps and stumps and stumps about all the shovel-readiness, and then later on laughs, ha, 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 ha. It's not so shovel-ready as we expected. Ha, ha, ha. In this cabinet. Ha, 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 ha. Not so shovel-ready. Ha, ha, ha. He's a liar. He's an outright, absolute liar. He lies to the American people. He continues to lie to the American people. All right. Here's an article that I didn't mention in the intro, but It's on CNS News, and it's written by Edwin Mora. I was saying this 3-4 years ago. When I fly, and y'all know I'm an airline captain, when I fly with another pilot who would be complaining about Afghanistan or Iraq, and hey, we'll do a whole show one of these days where I can tell you exactly how we could have gone in and gotten out of there and not lost all the lives. That's what I did for a living. I was a career naval officer, fighter pilot, executive officer of a war game facility for a couple of years, and fully understand, have had plenty of official training in war strategy and tactics, and I've been there. Okay. One Mexican state bordering the U.S. was deadlier than all of Afghanistan last year. So here we go. Edwin Mora's report on CNSnews.com. Organized crime-related deaths in one Mexican border state during the first 9 months of 2011 exceeded the number of Afghan civilians killed in roughly the same period in all of war-torn Afghanistan. Wow. Now, here's what I was telling people about 3, 4, 5, 6 years ago. I don't even remember how long ago it was. I'd fly with guys that would be complaining about Iraq. And I understood. We screwed it up. There's a better way to have done it. And I know exactly how to do it. We had the wrong Secretary of Defense under George Bush. It should have been me. And none of that would have happened. But in any case, I would say to them, oh, really? Did you know there's another war going on where we are losing 3,000 lives a year? And it's taken us, and I don't remember at that time, 3, 4, 5 years at that point to reach 3,000 soldier deaths in Iraq at that point. I said, so it's been 5 years and we've lost 3,000 lives. There's another war going on that you don't even know about that's losing 3,000 lives a year. So in 5 years' time, we're talking 15,000 lives. And they'd always look at me like, well, what are you talking about? The American civilian lives that are at the hands of drug dealers, drunken drivers, robbers, illegal immigrants that are killing Americans, illegal immigrants and drug trafficking bad guys that are killing American citizens. It's approximately 3,000 a year all across the Southwest. But we're all up in arms about the 3,000 deaths in Iraq in 5 years. And we should be. We should be. But do any of my libtard friends care about the 3,000 women and children and innocent civilians, not military officers, not military soldiers, that are dying at the hands of illegal immigrants? They don't even know about it. They don't even care. Well, they say they care. Well, I guess I care. I don't know anything about it. That's what's going on. So here you go. More than 47,000 people have been killed in drug violence in Mexico. Now, that's Mexico. But along the border, U.S. citizens, it adds up to about 3,000 a year. You might be in Southern California, in San Diego or L.A. You've got people that are getting killed in traffic accidents that are caused by illegal immigrants. My own daughter was in a traffic accident, rammed from behind by an illegal immigrant. Where did that illegal immigrant come from? A donut shop where that illegal immigrant was fully employed. Not a U.S. citizen, no green card, no work permit. Rammed into the back of my daughter in an intersection. She calls the cops. They show up and they go, there's nothing we can do. We can call ICE, but no, this is not a big deal. You know, you didn't get hurt. You didn't die. So we can't do anything about it. We know where the guy lives. He's caused other traffic accidents. Get this. He's caused other traffic accidents. We know who he is. We know where he lives. He lives here in the U.S. illegally. He works illegally at that donut shop. Sorry, we can't do anything about it. In any case, that's a war on Americans that's taking more American lives than all of Afghanistan and Iraq combined. So I thought it was interesting that this article entitled One Mexican State Boarding the U.S. was deadlier than all of Afghanistan last year. It's actually focused on the Mexicans that have died bordering the U.S. But in fact, Americans are dying at a higher rate due to the drug trafficking and the illegal immigration than any of our soldiers combined in Afghanistan, Iraq. And now we're out of Iraq, so that's good. But at the time. And I've been complaining about this for years. All right. Next thing. The majority of Americans think Obama hasn't accomplished much of anything. If presidential reelection campaigns are a chance for Americans to grade the president's progress, Barack Obama is on track to receive a failing mark in November. The latest Washington Post. Now, this is not the Washington Times, which tends to be more conservative. This is the Washington Post / ABC News poll as the bad news for Obama as he enters the last year of his term. 9% of Americans believe the economy is in the middle of a strong recovery. Wow, how deluded are those people? 9% of Americans? 9% of 300 million? What's that? Like 30, well, we'll say 20-some, 28, 29 million? 28 million Americans believe that the economy is in the middle of a strong recovery? Strong recovery? Wow, American Airlines is in bankruptcy. American Airlines, once the largest airline in the world. Kodak is gone. History. GE is shipping jobs overseas. GE, the CEO, which is the head of Obama's economic recovery team. Wow. Yeah, strong recovery. So we've got 28 million deluded Americans. But anyway, 9% of Americans believe the economy is in the middle of a strong recovery, and slightly more than half of Americans, so something above 50%, think Obama has accomplished little or nothing in 3 years. Well, I can tell you this. He's accomplished a lot. He's accomplished a lot in terms of destroying America. Not just sitting there doing nothing. If he had just sat in the White House and not answered the phone and not done a thing, we'd be much better off than if he had done anything at all. So he has accomplished a lot in destroying this great country. All right, so that's an article from CNS News written by Matthew Sheffield. He writes some great articles. Majority of Americans think Obama hasn't accomplished much of anything. Wow, what a surprise. Now, what I'm going to finish up with here is the left admits that they failed. This is Bob Beckel. I watched The Five. Bob Beckel is a deluded moron. He's a really nice guy, but he's a deluded moron. And here's what Bob Beckel had to say. We liberals made a terrible mistake going back 30 years. We made a dependent society because we thought we were doing the right thing. We had things like public housing and welfare payments and all that. Bread was dependency. It was our responsibility. We did it for the right reasons. We need to change that. But the way you change it is not to say it's an opportunity society alone that's going to do it. It's going to require some government intervention. That's our point. So what he's saying here, let me translate for the diluted blah, can't speak quite right. What he's saying is this. We screwed up. We created a dependent society. But don't judge us on what we did. Judge us on our intentions. Now, based on our intentions and the fact that we screwed things up, but our intentions were good. We were trying to do good for society. Let us grow government more. It's going to require some government intervention. But he just said it was government intervention that screwed things up. So in reality, like Rush Limbaugh said today, too much government was a problem. So we're going to fix it by adding more government. Wow, what a genius, Bob. You know what? You need to go on Weight Watchers. You need to just go away. But actually, stay on the Five. Stay on Fox News, because you make things so transparent for all the rest of us to understand why the left is so stupid and so out of touch with reality. Thank you, Bob Beckel, for clearing it up. But government screwed things up, and the left's, the libtard's solution is more government to fix what government did, because there was too much government. Wow. It just goes to show how dumb they are, how absolutely stupid and dumb they are. All right, everybody, thanks for joining us tonight. It has been a blast. I'm sorry that Paula wasn't here tonight. She's very business with some business stuff that she's working on and probably won't even be with us next week. So I shouldn't even be telling you that, because then you might not tune in. But in any case, Paula Zone, my lovely co-host, we miss you. And we look forward to you coming back, but she will be back possibly next week. I throw that out there to try and reel you in. But definitely the week after. Hope you've enjoyed the show tonight. We've enjoyed having you listen to the show. Thanks for joining us. We will be back next week on Wednesday and Thursday nights, 7 p.m. Don't miss it. And everybody be safe out there. Shout out to the troops. We love you.
Listening to the American Hour with Commander Tom Garcia on the USA Talk Radio Network.